RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's membership in Financial Action Task Force on Money Laundering, FATF, is supported by G20 Summit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leads National Police 71st Anniversary Ceremony. Now the news in detail. The G20 Summit in Hamburg, Germany, was closed on Saturday, July the 8th, by issuing an action plan of fighting terrorism. In the action plan, it was mentioned about the support of G20 member countries to start the process of membership of Indonesia in the Financial Action Task Force on Money Laundering, FATF. It was revealed by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi in a press conference in Hamburg, Germany on Sunday, West Indonesia time. Minister Retno Marsudi said, in the leaders' retreat of G20 summit, President Joko Widodo conveyed about Indonesia's standpoint in the fight against terrorism. The president emphasizes a balanced approach between hard power and soft power. This was responded positively by the heads of state of G20.
This is for the first time bahwa G20 mengeluarkan plan of action on countering terrorism.
This is the first time the G20 issues a plan of actions on countering terrorism, and in the plan of action it is specifically mentioned about the support of the G20 to start the process of Indonesian memberships in the FATF. So in the particular, the single out on the issue, and certainly after this, there will be several processes, including the visit of high-level delegation to Indonesia, until eventually Indonesia is accepted as a member of FATF.
On the same occasion, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani revealed that actually Indonesia has expressed its desire to become a member of FATF. It is still in the process. It requires approval from FATF member countries, especially major countries as initiators of FATF, such as the United States, Germany, France, Italy, China, Japan, Australia, and Spain. Sri Mulyani said the government's coordination with anti-money laundering agencies in Indonesia continues, is pursued in order to prepare the material for the requirements. The existence of Indonesia is considered very important because it will provide added value to FATF. For Indonesia to become a member of FATF can reduce the risk because so far Indonesia is very weak in terms of controlling terrorism financing. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led the ceremony of the National Police 71st anniversary at the National Monument, Monas Square, this morning, Monday, July 10. President Joko Widodo and the First Lady Iriana, Vice President Yusuf Kalla and his wife Mufidah arrived at the location at 8 a.m. local time. The National Police anniversary falls on July 1st, but was only celebrated today as the police have to wait until the 8 holidays ended. The president said that the ceremony served as a moment for Polri or National Police to evaluate and improve their performance and programs initiated by the police chief, the promoter. As many as 2,408 joint personnel comprising the police, the military, the public order agency or Satpol PP, and the Boy Scouts attended the ceremony. Of the present were police chiefs of friendly countries and representatives of the neighboring country's police force. At the ceremony, President Joko Widodo awarded the Bintang Bayangkara Nararia to four select corps. The Upstream Oil and Gas Regulatory Special Task Force, SKK Migas, has asked Malaysian oil and gas company Genting Oil to revise its development plan for a gas field at the Kasuri block in West Papua. SKK Migas deems Genting's plan to be too costly. The gas fields are the Asap, Kido, and Merah fields, which are expected to produce 285 million standard cubic feet per day of gas starting in 2019. SKK Migas Deputy for Operation Control Fatariani Abdurrahman told reporters in Jakarta recently that he has asked Genting Oil to revise its plan of development because the proposed development cost is too expensive. For instance, the company states that the cost of to develop one well can reach $80 million to $85 million, while estimation of the cost might only stand at $30 million. Moreover, Fatar said the company had also proposed to procure a gas compressor worth $200 million, which he deemed unnecessary for the early development phase of the field. While waiting for the POD revision, Fatar said the company was trying to find buyers for the gas produced at the Kasuri block at a price of around $6 to $7 per million British thermal unit. The Gajah Mada University UGM robotic team has been crowned the overall champions of the Indonesia Robotic Contest 2017, held at the Indonesia University of Education. UGM won one gold medal, two bronze medals, and an award for the best artistic design in five categories being competed. The UGM robotic team won first prize in firefighting-like robot contest. A robot made by Al Fatih team defeated the one assembled by DOM team of Malang Muhammadiyah University, who finishes in second place, and that of third place a Lero team of Surabaya State Electronics Polytechnic. The Best Robot Design Award was won by Abinara One team of 10 November Institute of Technology ITS, and the Algorithm was awarded to DF Sena 1.7 team of Sultan Agung Islamic University. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The state fertilizer holding company PT Pupuk Indonesia has expressed optimism that it will achieve its 2017 subsidized fertilizer production target of 9.5 million tons, stressing that the company produced almost half of the target during the first half of 2017. Pupuk Indonesia Corporate Communications Head Wijaya Laksana said on Sunday, July 9, in Jakarta, that the company has produced 46% of the target so far. The types of fertilizer distributed during the first half were 1.9 million tons of urea, 1.25 million tons of NPK, 432,000 tons of SP36, 472,000 tons of ZA, and 296,000 tons of organic fertilizer. Wijaya said the distribution of subsidized fertilizer to farmers has also gone smoothly. The current stock is relatively good. As of June 6, 856,114 tons of fertilizers are stored at warehouses and kiosks. This amount is enough to fulfill needs for the next 6 weeks. Pupuk Indonesia has sent additional supply to regions to avoid a fertilizer shortage. The 39th Bali Kite Festival was held at Padang Galak Beach, Denpasar, July the 8th to 9. A partnership between the Tourism Ministry and the Indonesian Kites Association Pelangi, the festival saw 1,000 kites taking part. The event also attracted 1,000 international tourists and 5,000 local tourists. Kites being flown were divided into several categories, namely youth, adult, Jangan kites, traditional and new creation. Tourism Ministry's head of man-made tourism promotion, Niputu Gayatri, said on Sunday, July 9 in Denpasar, that for the youth category, the wings should be about 2 to 3 meters in size. For the adult category, the wings are 4 to 5 meters. Those that reach 5.5 meters and beyond are considered in the big size category. As for the Jangan kites, the ribbon tails can reach up to 150 meters in length. The last item. Following the free fall in global nickel prices, more smelter companies in Indonesia have begun halting operations. The number of smelters increasing nickel processing activities increased to 17 in the first days of July, compared to 13 smelters that halted operations in June, according to Processing and Smelting Companies Association Deputy Chairman Jonathan Handoyo on Sunday, July 9 in Jakarta. Jonathan said, as quoted by kontan.co.id, adding that BKPM Chairman Thomas Lambong planned to meet with AP3I representatives to discuss the issue that all of the smelters that halted operations were granted operation permits from the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM. He blamed the situation on the government for allowing an overflow of raw mineral export. The government recently granted Indonesian company PT Ceria Nugraha Indotama permission to export 2.3 million tons of nickel ore after the company promised to develop a smelter in Kolaka, South East Sulawesi. As a result, the price of benchmark nickel for 3-month delivery on the London Metals Exchange fell by nearly 3% to $9,130 per ton on July 6, compared to $9,410 on July the 3rd. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia's membership in Financial Action Task Force on Money Laundering, FATF, is supported by G20 Summit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leads National Police 71st Anniversary Ceremony. That was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
listener commentary today entitled The Result of G20 Summit and Its Impact on Indonesia. The 12th G20 Summit, held on July 7 until 8 in Hamburg, Germany, has been closed by producing separate agreements such as countering terrorism, trade and climate change. And the G20 Summit produced an action plan on the G20 to start the process of Indonesian membership in the Forum of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF. In the trade, the G20 state leaders agreed to fight protectionism and to promote fair trade practices, with global economic openness, the differences in income and living standard in various countries of the world can be minimized. In addition to the trade sector, as many as 90 country members of the G20 summit are also committed to adhering the agreement on climate change contained in the Paris Charter. 20 countries, only the U.S., is openly pulling out of climate change deals because the Paris Charter would disrupt its economy. In addition to agreements with all G20 members, President Joko Widodo, who attended the summit and became keynote speaker on the terrorism issues, also held bilateral meetings with several leaders of G20 member countries, including Prime Minister of Spain, Mariano Rajoy Prey. In the meeting, Indonesia and Spain agreed to increase cooperation in trade. President Joko Widodo also held a bilateral meeting with Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg. The Indonesian president called on the Norwegian government's attention on the Norwegian parliamentary resolution of June 2, 2017 on palm oil. President Joko Widodo rejected the resolution because it is considered inconsistent with the spirit of RED plus cooperation between Indonesia and Norway. It denied Indonesian efforts to handle climate change, environmental protection, and sustainable development. On the sidelines of the 12th G20 summit, President Joko Widodo also held a bilateral meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. The two heads of state discussed the increased cooperation in the economic field and the eradication of terrorism. In the economy field, President Joko Widodo talked about the export of palm oil from Indonesia to the U.S., The G20 is made up of countries that are home to 2/3 of the world population and accounts of 80% of the world total trade. Hopefully, the policy and the result of the 12th G20 summit will have a significant impact on the world, including Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to meet you again in our regular program Today in History over our rival service Voice of Indonesia. While we start, we're in on July 10, 1962 when Telstar was launched. Telstar is the name of various communication satellites. The first two Telstar satellites were experimental and nearly identical. Telstar 1 was launched on top of the Thor Delta rocket on July 10, 1962. It successfully relayed through space the first television pictures, telephone calls, and telegraph images, and provided the first live transatlantic television feed. Telstar 2 was launched on May 7, 1963. Telstar 1-2, thought no longer functional, still over the earth. The next plan was in 1985 about the sinking of Rainbow Warrior. The sinking of the Rainbow Warrior was a bombing operation by Action Branch of the French Foreign Intelligence Services. The Direction General de la Securité Assurance, DSGSE, carried out on 10 of July 1985. During the operation, two operatives sank the flagship of the Grand Peace Fleet, the Rainbow Warrior, in the port of Auckland, New Zealand, on its way to protest against a planned French nuclear test in Mururoa. Fernando Ferreira, a photographer, drowned on the sinking ship. Initially, France denied responsibility, but two French agents were captured by New Zealand police and charged with arson, conspiracy to commit arson, with full damage and murder. As the truth came out, the scandal resulted in the resignation of French Defense Minister Charles Hernon. The two agents pleaded guilty to manslaughter and were sentenced to 10 years in prison. they spent just over 2 years confined to the French island of Pau before being freed by the French government. And the last event is that in 1991, Boris Yeltsin began his duty as first president of Russia. Boris Nikolayevich Yeltsin made his first appearance for the position of president of Russian Federation after being elected as president of the Russian Soviet Socialist Republic on June 12, 1991, with 57% of votes. Yeltsin became the first president who was directly chosen in the history of Russia. Yeltsin's period was a dramatic one in Russian history because at the time there were a revolutionary political change, a democracy and major political and social problems, one of which was rampant and open corruption. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is our arrival service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is Indonesian urge G20 to jointly combat against terrorism. President Joko Widodo encourages the rule of G20 member countries to jointly fight against terrorism. In his speech at the G20 Leader Retreat Summit's first session on terrorism at Hamburg Metz Hund Congress, Germany on last Friday, President Joko Widodo emphasized that all countries should jointly fight against terrorism. As reported by Media Indonesia, Indonesian President affirmed balanced approach between law and non-law enforcement which become a powerful solution in eradication of acts of terrorism. President Joko Widodo also affirmed that the deradicalization program undertaken by Indonesia has proven to decrease the level of desire of ex-terrorists to repeat the action again. He added, weaponed and military power cannot eradicate terrorism. The perverted mind can only be corrected by the right way of thinking. Sought power in the form of deradicalization can keep being held. President Joko Widodo also mentioned the case of Marawi, a city in the Philippines that has been controlled by a network of Islamic State groups forcing local residents to become refugees. President Joko Widodo views that the Marawi case is a call to all stakeholders that ISIS has now spread and is in contact with the local terrorists. President Joko Widodo also said as a search for solution, a trilateral negotiation among Indonesia, Malaysia and the Philippines has been conducted. ASEAN will also cooperate with Australia in combating terrorism in the region. President Joko Widodo appealed to the G20 countries to increase oversight of the flow of radical and terrorist network funds. To this end, Indonesia appreciates the G20 support for Indonesian membership process in the Financial Action Task Force, FATF. President Joko Widodo also encouraged the G20 countries to become a driving force in the search for root causes of the problems arising from injustice by strengthening inclusive economic environment. The president also calls on the G20 countries to develop cooperation in the field of intelligence exchange, the handling of foreign terrorist fighters, FTF, and the development capacity building. He also talk about the deradicalization program in handling terrorism program in Indonesia during the session. With this program, only 3 out of 560 ex-terrorists, or only 0.53%, are willing to take action of terrorism again. The government of Indonesia also recruited users of social media accounts to spread the message of peace. At the end of his speech, President Joko Widodo asserted that Indonesia is a plural state with the largest Muslim population in the world. It is also the third largest democracy in the world, with a union and strategic position. According to the president, Indonesia is committed to being part of a global effort in combating terrorism and spreading peace of tolerance. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany was closed on Saturday, July the 8th, by issuing an action plan of fighting terrorism. In the action plan, it was mentioned about the support of G20 member countries to start the process of membership of Indonesia in the Financial Action Task Force on Money Laundering, FATF. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led the ceremony of the National Police 71st anniversary at the National Monument, Monas Square, this morning, Monday, July 10. President Joko Widodo and the First Lady Iriana, Vice President Yusuf Kalla and his wife Mufida arrived at the location at 8 a.m. local time. The Upstream Oil and Gas Regulatory Special Task Force, SKK Migas, has asked Malaysian oil and gas company Genting Oil to revise its development plan for gas field at the Kasuri block in West Papua. SKK Migas deems Genting's plans to be too costly. The Gajah Mada University UGM Robotic Team has been crowned the overall champions of the Indonesia Robotic Contest 2017, held at the Indonesian University of Education. UGM won 1 gold medal, 2 bronze medals, and an award for the best artistic design in 5 categories being competed. The State Fertilizer Holding Company PT Pupuk Indonesia has expressed optimism that it will achieve its 2017 subsidized fertilizer production target of 9.5 million tons, stressing that the company produced almost half of the target during the first half of 2017. The 13th Bali Kite Festival was held at Padang Galak Beach, Denpasar on July 8 to 9. A partnership between the Tourism Ministry and the Indonesian Kites Association Pelangi, the festival saw 1,000 kites taking part. Following the free fall in global nickel prices, more smelter companies in Indonesia have begun halting operations. The number of smelters ceasing nickel processing activities increased to 17 in the first days of July, compared to 13 smelters that halted operations in June, according to Processing and Smelting Companies Association Deputy Chairman Jonathan Handoyo on Sunday, July 9, in Jakarta. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Oh,
still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Maria Anai Welangkani Church in North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesia has not only amazing natural tourism objects, but also some religious destinations which are quite popular. One of them is Maria Anai Welangkani Church in North Sumatra Province. The church is located on Jalan Sakura, Tanjung Selamat, Medan. This church is quite unique because it looks like a temple in India. Listeners, Maria Anai Welangkani Church at a glance looks like a temple in India because the founder of the church, Pastor James Bharataputra, was inspired with a temple in India. The church started being built in 2001 and finished in 2005. The name of Anai Welangkani is taken from Indian language. Anai means mother, and Welangkani means where the Virgin Mary appeared. The appearance of the Virgin Mary becomes background why the Catholic Church with Mughal architecture was built. Mughal architecture is characteristic of temple in India. Listeners, previously, Maria Anai Welangkani Church is for Tamil Catholics in Medan. But in the development of the church, all Catholics can come and make pilgrimage without boundary of origin or race. Since the church is actually presented for all Catholics and also tourism object for tourists. Multicultural aspect of the church can be seen through structure of its building which has various symbols. Take for example, the entrance gate is decorated with miniature of traditional house of Batak Toba and Karo. At the right pole of the gate, there is carving of an Indian woman who is dancing, and on the left pole, there is a Chinese man who is giving greeting. Then, along the wall of the gate, there is also a statue of Indonesian tribes. Listeners, Maria Anai Welangkani Church consists of two levels. The ground floor becomes a hall. The first floor is a place of worship with balcony whose 14 windows tell about the way of cross. At the second floor, there is Anai Welangkani statue with her son, which is directly brought from India. Over there, there are also 20 windows which tell an event in the life of Jesus, equipped with 7 levels of towers with 3 domes that symbolize heaven. At the left side, there is Anai Welangkani Chapel for daily worship, and the front, there is mini part of commemorate the second Pope Johannes Paulus. There is also a park for children and Graha complex to accommodate visitors to stay for free. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. This segment is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia RRI World Service with Agency of Language Development and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today, we feature a topic entitled Hadiah Ulang Tahun, which in English means birthday present. Stay tuned. First, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say it twice and slowly, and you can repeat after me. Hadiah. Hadiah in English, present. Ulang tahun. Ulang tahun in English, birthday. Baju. Baju in English, clothes. Baru. Baru in English, new. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali in English, a lot. Kemarin, kemarin in English, yesterday. Toko baju in English, clothing store. Bermerek, bermerek in English, branded. Obral, obral in English, on sale. Beli satu gratis satu. Beli satu gratis satu in English, buy one, get one free. Beruntung, beruntung in English, lucky. Besok, besok in English, tomorrow. Ingat, ingat in English, to remember. And now, I'll give you an example of conversation entitled Hadiah Ulang Tahun, which in English means birthday present. As usual, I'll say the sentence twice and slowly. You can repeat after me. The conversation is between Ani and Erna at Erna's house. Ani, wah, baju baru kamu banyak sekali. Wah, baju baru kamu banyak sekali in English. Wow, you have a lot of new clothes. Erna, ya, kemarin saya ke mall. Ya, kemarin saya ke mall. In English, yes, yesterday I went to the mall. Ada toko baju bermerek sedang obral. Ada toko baju bermerek sedang obral. In English, there is branded clothing on sale. Beli satu, gratis satu. Beli satu, gratis satu. In English, buying one, getting one free. Ani, kamu sangat beruntung. Kamu sangat beruntung. In English, you are so lucky. Erna, saya ingat besok kamu ulang tahun. Saya ingat besok kamu ulang tahun. In English, I remember tomorrow is your birthday. Saya beli untuk hadiah ulang tahun kamu. Saya beli untuk hadiah ulang tahun kamu. In English, I bought a present for your birthday. Eh, Ani, terima kasih kamu ingat ulang tahun saya. Terima kasih kamu ingat ulang tahun saya. In English, thank you. You remember my birthday. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow, and sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me in the regular Music Corner. Today, we will present you two Kroncong songs sung by Intan Sukoco. Well, listener, to initiate the segment, let us listen to Kroncong song entitled Jembatan Merah by Intan Sukoco.
Jembatan Merah sungguh gagah, berpagar gedung pergi. kesempatan. Ingat jangan berpisah. Kekasih pergi sehingga kini belum kembali. Biar jembatan
the song Jembatan Merah sung by Intan Sukoco. Hearing the name Sukoco, we will immediately remember the Indonesian Kroncong singer, namely Sundari Sukoco. Intan Sukoco is a daughter of Sundari Sukoco. Intan Sukoco, whose full name Intan Putri Permatasari, was born on July 17, 1991. She started to like Kroncong music since childhood. The time, Intan was introduced to Kroncong music by her grandmother, Harini Sukoco. Her interest to Kroncong encourages her to perform. Intan had performed Kroncong when she was first elementary school. Even according to her mother, when Intan was 9 years old, she already wanted to recording. Seeing her enthusiasm and spirit in Kroncong, Sundari Sukoco led Intan to work responsibly without involved with her mother's name. Listener, to develop her ability in singing Kroncong, Intan practiced not only with her mother, but also with other musicians like Swasti Wirabuana to vocal technique and Rika Ruslan to Kroncong technique. All of that, Intan Sukoco did seriously to continue to lift Kroncong that increasingly eroded by times. Well, listener, now we'll present another Kroncong song by Intan Sukoco entitled Getuk. Stay tuned.
Sore-sore pajang bulan, ayo konco podo dolanan. Rene-rene bebarengan, rame-rame joge gojekan. Turu sore-sore getuk asale soko telo motong antuk iku tambane opo. Hala-hala getuk asale soko telo yen rapetuk atine rodo. Jomono mas, jomono, kadang janji mas, aku mengkoklo. Jauh turun sore-sore Ketuk asale soko telo Motong antok iku tambane opo Hala-hala ketuk asale soko telo
That was Ketuk by Intan Sukoco. And as a young generation, Intan realized that Kroncong is less desirable because it seems old. However, Intan's spirit to sing Kroncong not dead. Even more, illuminated to introduce Kroncong to various generations, especially the younger generation. To eliminate the old impression and make people interested to Kroncong, Intan Sukoco often combining it with other music genres like pop and jazz, because according to her, Kroncong can collaborate with any music genres. Moreover, when she performed, Intan always not wear kebaya and konde like Kroncong female singer in general. Her effort and beliefs were success. When Intan performed Kroncong at a jazz music festival in 2012, all the audiences enjoyed her perform enthusiastically. Moreover, almost all the audiences joined in singing with her. It showed that Kroncong can be enjoyed by all generations. Listener, that was our presentation of Kroncong music in today's edition of Music Corner featuring Intan Sukoco. To close today's segment, we'll present another Kroncong song by Intan Sukoco entitled Bengawan Solo. Enjoy the song and see you on the next Music Corner. Bye for now.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.